taken you out. This is not original by me, but it's a great little article from Proverbs 31 Ministries. I would have pulled Joseph out of that pit, out of that prison, out of that pain, and I would have cheated nations out of the one God would use to deliver them from famine. I would have pulled David out of Saul's spear-throwing presence, out of the caves he hid away in, out of the pain of rejection. I would have cheated Israel out of a good, God-hearted king. I would have pulled Esther out of being snatched from her only family, out of being placed in a position she never asked for, out of a path of a vicious, power-hungry foe, and I would have cheated a people out of the woman God would use to save their very lives. I would have pulled Jesus off of the cross, off of the road that led to suffering and pain, off of the path that would have meant nakedness, beatings, nails, thorns. I would have cheated the entire world out of a Savior, out of salvation, out of eternity, filled with no more suffering and no more pain. And old friend, I want to pull you out. I want to change your path. I want to stop your pain. But right now I know I would be wrong. I would be out of line. I would be cheating you and cheating the world out of so much good, because God knows. He knows the good this pain will produce. He knows the beauty this hardship will grow. He's watching over you and keeping you even in the midst of this. He's promising you that you can trust Him even when it all feels like it's more than you can bear. So instead of trying to pull you out, I'm lifting you up. I'm kneeling before the Father. I'm asking Him to give you strength, to give you hope. I'm asking Him to protect you, to move you when the time is right. I'm asking Him to help you stay prayerful and discerning. I'm asking Him how I can best love you and be a help to you. And I'm believing He's going to use your life in a powerful and beautiful way, in ways that will leave your heart grateful and humbly thankful for this road that you've been on. That was by Kimberly Henderson. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, sometimes we want a way out and we want to pull our friends out, God, but You've got a plan and a purpose. Thank You that You can even use the difficult times in our life to develop us into godly men and women. Forgive us, God, for the times when we would have chose comfort over character. Forgive us, God, for the times that we want a shortcut and an easy way out. Help us, God, instead to become the men and women that You desire that we would be. Help us to be strong warriors in the battle. Help us to make our way through the situations that we face. Help us to be valiant warriors in Your cause. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.